From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. It's been 3 years since former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman was released from prison on federal corruption charges. He has always maintained his innocence, saying his conviction in 2006 was politically motivated. In his new memoir, out today, he paints himself as a fighter for criminal justice reform. He says there should be changes to the judicial system, including the ability to sue prosecutors for wrongful incarceration. He tells WBHM's Andrew Yeager that will make things more fair for all.
In my case, I was a sitting governor. I had the resources, the financial resources, to hire the best lawyers, and I still went to prison. So you can imagine what happens to an unemployed auto worker or hairdresser or mechanic.
You believe prosecutors have too much power and that needs to be reined in some way. But I could hear someone listening to this conversation and think, well, here's a guy who went up against prosecutors and he lost. And this is sour grapes. Plus, you know, we have an appellate process. We have investigative processes. You know, we can offer that balance.
Well, I think all of that is true. We have a good system of justice, but unfortunately, there are flaws that allow for prosecutors to be unchecked. There is no remedial force that is overseeing the actions of prosecutors, and that's whether it's a local district attorney or the state attorney general's office or the FBI or the Department of Justice. There is an umbrella of protection over the actions of prosecutors. We've got to remove that in the case where prosecutors knowingly and willfully present false evidence or extort or bribe or threaten or cajole a witness to lie or withhold exculpatory evidence that results in innocent people going to prison.
Well, I'm paraphrasing here, but you wrote in the book that you had been an attorney general, but it wasn't until you spent time in a federal prison that you really understood the problems facing the prison system. What didn't you understand before?
I had believed throughout my life and throughout my term as attorney general that the process was basically fair. I did get one person off of death row. That because there was exculpatory evidence withheld until I was convicted of something that I knew had just did not happen. And then I thought, my God, you know, as attorney general, I set execution dates. And as governor, I had the opportunity to commute sentences of those who were sentenced to die in the electric chair. It was such a profound shock to my belief system that there was a flaw in our justice system. And I just had to figure out, you know, what had happened and why it had happened, not just to me, but then when I was in prison, why it happened to so many others.
Taking a step back here, you know, we've been through a period of time in Alabama where we've seen corruption in several gubernatorial administrations, corruption in the Alabama two-year college system, corruption here in Jefferson County around the sewer system. And you're lumped in with that. I would imagine you would feel unfairly you're not defending those other individuals. But I wonder, when you hear people like former House Speaker Mike Hubbard decry political prosecution, that they're being attacked by the system, what do you think of that?
I think it's a joke. He was shaking down people to the tune of $150,000 each. To me, it doesn't appear that there's any political prosecution here, particularly since they're all members of the same party. So I don't think that that argument is going to be well received.
Well, Governor Don Siegelman, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.